Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome to Half Hour Fantasy Podcast, episode 46, the first of your Euro preview podcast before the tournament starts. Two preview shows and then numerous shows during the competition, hopefully if all goes well. So, as I always do, I ask how you're doing. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
I'm a little bit sun-kissed after the day, Tom, but I'm doing not too bad. I'll be making sure I'm slightly dehydrated later. Gunnar, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing very well. Excited for the Euros now.
I was just about to say that. Gunnar's like a kid on Christmas Eve if he was over here. Really, really excited. You weren't really a bit fussed with the fantasy after that, but obviously you just burst into life the last couple of days and you've laminated notes, highlighters are plenty. His room's like an FBI file case. But anyway, I digress. First of all, we'll go through some of the rules of the Euro game, because it's, even though it's very similar to the FPL, it's not similar in the same sense. So there's things you need to look out for. And I'll ask your tactics going forward for the first couple of rounds. So, like the rules, I'll go through them. If you have anything to say, you can just jump in and say, right, so... I'm going to get back to my... Right, so, picking your team, FPL pretty much the same. You can have three players from each team. Now, this goes up for the round. In the round of 16, you can have four players. Quarterfinals, you can have five. Semi-final, six. Final, eight. So, it kind of makes sense. As the teams get less to pick from, you pick more. Manage your start 11. You need a selected squad of 11 players from 15. But what I will say is, this is one game we probably need to have 15 starting players as much as you can, because you get to make subs in your match day. Tom's got a timeout, so... Let me say, it's best to have, if as much as you can, 15 players to rotate from. The formations like FPL, you can kind of pick as long as you have three defenders, two midfielders, one up top. You can kind of change your form as you go on. It's like the captain, something different here. You can change your captain during the match day. So it would be ideal, I'd imagine, that you pick your captain on the first day of the games all the time, and then you keep on rotating, you keep on changing if you're not happy with it. So on and so forth. Anything to add to this so far, guys, before I go on?
No, happy with that so far.
Gunnar?
Yep, happy. Good.
So, substitutions, say, again, kind of like FPL, you'll have manual substitutions, but again, like I said, you can change them in-game. You can change a captain as well, let me just mention, but again, you can change it, but you lost the points for these players, you put them out for the players in. So, if you have, like, you take a risk on a guy who had one assist as your captain, and you go, right, okay, bring somebody in, he's on the bench. It's a risky take, but I suppose this makes it a bit more interesting, whereas it's not set and forget. You're going to have to, you've got to take a chance to rotate your squad all through the game week, which is quite interesting. Making transfers, a wee bit different from FPL. You do get two per day, per match round. So as it starts, unlimited before the game starts, obviously you set up your team. During group stage, you get two per match day. Before the round of 16, unlimited. Quarterfinals, three. Semifinals, five. Before final, five. So really, looking at that, even people who are a bit, even the most casual, can still keep a team pretty much competitive at the end, because you get five transfers, the semis and finals. So you can keep your team roundabout there. Chips, wildcard is obviously the most active wildcard. You can confirm much transfer as you like. The interesting chip we've got here is limitless, which means it's pretty much like a three hit, but there is no value cap on it. So you can make your free limitless and bring as much players in as you want and as much value as you want. So that would be interesting if people do that. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to tactics. Deadlines, you kind of understand you watch the game. It's like end of match day, one, two, three, quarterfinals, blah, blah, blah. The points are pretty similar to FPL. I've not noticed anything particularly different. Defenders got 6 points for scoring a goal. Is that the same as FPL, guys, or is that a point up?
Yeah, same as FPL.
Same, right, okay, there's not much difference. Clean sheets are the same, red cards, assists, spirits played. And I think that is us. Again, add to those rules, or any you want to think, talk about the rules before we move on. Tom?
I think you get more transfers as the game progresses. Did we mention that?
I did, yep.
Yep, cool.
Gunnar, any add?
No, I think that's grand.
Right, okay, tactics then for the app. What I did notice is, which I thought was kind of strange when they're giving you two chips, is you also get basically another limited transfer chip after the group stage. So I've seen a few things online, tactic-wise, how we do it. What I'm planning to do is obviously attack the first game week because there's no need to really keep your team, because if you've got the two chips, you can go game week one, attack the fixtures, game week two, limitless again for fixtures, and then in game week three, your wild card or free hit, whatever it's called, because I've heard people want the other way around, lose limits for game week three, but the issue there would be some teams could have qualified after the two games in big hitters, and then you look for big hitters to bring them in on that chip, and they're rested. So me personally, I think your best use limit transfer straight away, game week two. But what do you think? What's your tactics going forward? I'll start with you, Tom.
Mine's the same as that. I think you probably worked it out based on my first draft that I sent you.
Yep.
I was going to use basically your first teams are basically a wild card and just focus on the first match day, they're calling it, not a game week, I think, match day.
Yep.
And then match day two, so the second lot of games in the group stage, I was looking at limitless for that. Wild card for match day three, and then you're pretty much given a second wild card before the round of 16. And then you're getting so many transfers after that, you're getting three in the quarterfinals. And then five and five. So you can pretty much, even between the semis and the final, you can almost change your entire team. So it makes sense to use.
Yep, the only round there that you need to pick up on the money picking your winners would be the one where you only get three transfers. I'm trying to minimise the thing. What were you going to, what's your thoughts on the tactics?
I think the two of you have pretty much worked it out. My first draft was basically like an FPL draft. I picked my big hitters. There was a couple of Germans in there, etc., who were playing France in the first game. Then Tom sent his draft, and I had a bit of a read on Twitter as well about the chips. And it's like you say, you get your unlimited transfers for the round of 16 straight away. So it's like a second wild card. And it's like you say, you have the free transfers in the 1 week where you really have to hit it. But limitless game week two, or match day two, and then the wild card in match day three.
So it's going to be pretty full on. You're pretty much having drafting a team pretty much around for 4 weeks, I'd imagine. That's what it's going to be. Not for 4 weeks, for four match days, as Tom puts it. So, right, that's our version of tactics. Obviously, there's people doing different things, but I think Andy's setting a team up for the full group stage is silly. I think you need to attack the fixtures and go for it from there. Right, so group... Sorry, Tom, you go.
The only thing I would say is, as the game goes on, if it's teams that are considered to be favourites, the limitless might be handier, maybe even in the semi-finals or the final, because if, say, for example, it's France and Belgium, a lot of these players are really expensive, and it'd be quite hard to get a full team of French and Belgian players because of the prices that are actually going to start. So that would be a concern. So that, if you're worried about that, then you could hold the limitless until the competition progresses and play it that way, then you know you're going to get a team of starters at least.
Right, good point. Also, your extra $5 million to spend after group stage goes to 100 to 105 million. I've got to add that in. The value goes up, you get extra $5 million, and there's no obviously any sort of ups and downs or transfers, so it is the price of it is. Right, we'll go to group A then. So it is Italy, Switzerland, Turkey and Wales, and Italy will have home advantage as three games will played in their home soil. So let you know what he's all predicted here then. I have went for Italy first, Turkey second, Switzerland three, Wales four. Tom's went for Turkey first, Italy second, Switzerland third, Wales four. And Gunnar's went for Italy first, Wales second, Turkey third, and Switzerland four. So some difference there. So I'm going to ask one question to each of you because it's different. Gunnar, why Italy? Why Wales second?
I just think Gareth Bale, he will really turn it on for Wales and single-handedly get them out of the group.
And Tom, why Turkey first?
I just quite rate Turkey. I mean, They've got a lot of good players. They're playing sort of high standard leagues. Three of their starters play for Lille, who won League One this year. So I think they're going to be, they're my wild card choice for the competition.
Dark horse.
That's right.
Right, okay, so Italy, also they got there. Italy won the group, Group J, 10 wins out of 10, 37 goals, 4 let in, 30 points, so pretty stellar performance. So let's go, must-haves. I will start, I've went Chiesa, the midfielder, 7 million, who pretty much plays like in the wing behind the striker, so that's who I've went as my must-have. Tom, who's your must-have Italian player?
Belotti, the striker.
Have you got his value there?
My value pick?
No, have you got his value there? No, no.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Right, okay. Gunnar, who's your must pick?
Yeah, for me, it's between Chiesa and Berardi. I've looked at their numbers. Chiesa, he's got 9 league goals, 1 goal and 24 caps. Berardi, 17 league goals, 4 goals and 10 caps. And we're going to get to see the lineup for Italy before the deadline. And whoever plays on the wing then is who I'm going to pick.
Okay, good thing. And your differential, I'll start first. I went with the Italian goalkeeper, Donnarumma. 5.5 maybe, but I think Italy look pretty solid. If you want a nailed-on goalkeeper, he could be your man. Tom, differential pick or value pick?
Centre-back, Bonucci. The squad seems very defensive. They've only conceded 4 goals in the 10 qualifiers that they played. Bonucci, for a centre-back, he managed 1 goal and registered 3 assists in the qualifiers. So he's my differential for Italy.
Gunnar?
Yeah, like you guys said, low scoring their games, but they're very solid defensively, and I've gone for Donnarumma as well.
Okay. So a couple of lap over there, but still some food for thought. Right, next up is Switzerland, and they also topped the group. They finished with 17 points, and their group was Denmark, probably out of Georgia Gibraltar, so quite competitive. And must-haves, I'll start first again. I've went for Rodriguez. I'm going to probably know what he said here. 5.5 defender, but he's also on penalties. So, Gunnar, I'll come to you first. Who's your must-have?
My must-have is Rodriguez as well. For the price, he's on penalties. Only caveat, maybe they are very attacking, but defensively they're not too good. So you're probably relying on him to get attacking returns.
Tom, who's your must-have from Switzerland?
Yeah, I'm saying Rodriguez as well.
Okay. Rodmeister, 3 picks. Differential for me, I was thinking for a while, I couldn't think of something, and I went just for the keeper because he was 5 million. There was nothing there stood out for me looking through the fixtures and how they got there. That stood out for me like a sore thumb. I mean, pretty honest, I'm only had the one Switzerland player in it, Bobby Rodriguez, so I was kind of grasping at straws here. But Tom, who's your differential from Switzerland?
I actually don't intend to have any Switzerland players. but my differential is Fabian Schär, the Newcastle United defender. He managed a goal and assist in only 5 appearances, and they've got a decent clean sheet rate in the qualifiers. They managed 4 out of 8, so he's my differential.
And yourself, Gunnar?
I've gone for Sherdan Shaqiri. I think he's going to share a lot of the set pieces with Rodriguez. 7 million. Probably wouldn't pick him in my team, but you asked for a differential, so Shaqiri.
Yep, just to labour the point, we're not saying we're picking all these players, so I've asked the guys to pick a player if you had to, like myself. Rodriguez is in my draft now, where his days are probably a different story together, but he's just now. Right, next up, Tom's team, Turkey. He finished second to the group behind France. They had 7 wins, 2 draws and a loss, 2-3 points. What I did notice was that they're pretty decent defensively, only conceded 3 goals over that piece. And I have went must-have is Yilmaz up front. £8 million striking a game. He's been on fire this year for Lille. If people are going to build their squad and have all these kind of heavy hitters, maybe you've got 2 up front. Maybe he's a good third option for a cheap one who's pretty on form. Gunnar, who's your must-have?
I've gone for Yazici, 5.5 million midfielder, 14 league goals for Lille this season. And I think he's played up top for Turkey as well in a few of the qualifiers. So good budget pick.
Tom, must have?
I went Yilmaz as well, the striker.
For the same reason, school on form, good season.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and my differential was Celik, the defender, 4.5, fullback, quite attacking fullback. So if they are going to be getting potential clean sheets and maybe return from the wing, then I think that's a good option for 4.5 million. Gunnar?
I've went for Soyuncu. I think we know him from the FPL game. If they, like you say, if they do keep a few clean sheets, and I could see him maybe chip in with a couple of goals from set pieces as well, 5 million to get for a player to get into the Turkey defence. That's my pick.
And Tom, your differential value player?
I went for the defender as well, Celik, just because of the name.
No stat based at all, just because of the name?
Nah, just because of the name.
So he's the one that's been my team right now over Rodriguez because he's 4.5. And just listening to a couple of podcasts on Turkey, they're actually quite fans of their chances. So whereas Switzerland kind of podcasts have kind of talked themselves down. So I've kind of flipped him right now, but it could all change a week to go. Next up is Wales, and they got their group E behind Croatia with 4 wins, 2 draws, and 2 losses. So this one I found quite difficult because, well, Tom, Gunnar's going to qualify, maybe he'll tell you better than us, but I thought we were going to finish bottom of the group. So I went must-have as Gareth Bale, obvious, my captain obvious here. He's going to be in a position because he's going to be playing up front for Wales. 9.5 million, everyone goes through him, pens, free kicks a lot. So if you think, if you fancy Wales' chances, then why not? Tom, who's your must-have from Wales?
I've also chose Gareth Bale. He might be in a better frame of mind now he's away from Madrid. Saying that, he might also have one eye on the golf course, who knows. But he managed 2 goals and 1 assist in his 8 qualifiers, and he's probably going to be nailed on to play every game as well. So he's my inverted commas must-have.
Gunnar, who's your must-have?
I have also went Gareth Bale, 9.5 million. Like the banner said, Wales, Golf, Madrid. Well, he's playing for Wales. He's on penalties. So, yeah, I really think he, and just like the siege mentality that they could maybe form, could actually see them through the group.
Okay, differential. I went Joe Allen. He's just back from injury, 5.5. If he's fit, he'll probably be nailed. I'm thinking back to 4 years ago or 5 years ago when he played, and I thought he was pretty influential in the midfield. Again, I don't see him keeping much clean sheets, so I stayed away from the back. So just something different. Joe Allen, I wouldn't have him on my team anywhere near it, mind you, it's just a differential. Tom, differential, value pick, Wales.
I've chose Aaron Ramsey, just because he scored 2 goals in the 2 qualifiers that he played in, obviously. He's very injury prone, so that is a concern.
Gunnar?
Yeah, I have gone for Connor Roberts, 4.5 million, right wing back. He scored 5 goals, 7 assists this season for Swansea. And I've read he likes to be involved higher up the pitch, and he likes a shot from distance as well.
Okay, that's Group A finished then. So Group B consists of Denmark, Finland, Belgium, and Russia. And two of these teams have home advantage. I believe Denmark play 4 games at home. Russia play 2 games at home. I think that's how it works. So group predictions. I have went for Belgium first, Denmark second, Russia third, Finland fourth. Thomas went Belgium first, Russia second, Finland third, and Denmark fourth. And Gunnar went for Belgium first, Russia second, Finland fourth, Denmark third. Not the wrong way around, but it doesn't matter. So just quick question here. Tom, why be Denmark so low?
I just think they're pinning on their hopes on Christian Eriksen. And if anything happens to him, then I think they're going to be snookered. So, I don't know. He's not been having a good time. He's still at Inter Milan?
Yeah.
He wasn't having a good time. I think he transferred and wanted to leave again after about 6 months. So, you know, it depends what mood he's in, really. So, I'm just not feeling Denmark this competition.
And Gunnar, you've got Russia second. Do you see home advantage playing a part in this?
Oh, I gotta be honest, I haven't even looked at that. I was just thinking from the strength of the squads that these teams have. Belgium, clear favorite. And then from the three remaining, I think Russia is the best out of the three.
Well, just on that then, right, two of you, do you think home advantage in the Euros will actually help these teams? There's Italy so far in Group A, right? And there is Denmark and Russia are playing two and three games at home. So it is home. It's pretty much going to be home crowd. So do you think it will play a part in these tournaments? Come to you first, Gunnar.
Well, I think considering a lot of these players haven't had fans in the ground, for most of the season, nearly all of the last season, I think they're all going to look forward to having their home fans there. And I do think there is the chance and the possibility that it's going to play a part and play in the team's favour, yeah.
And Tom, same question to you.
Yeah, I agree with Gunnar. I think it will play advantage.
Okay, right. First up, Denmark then. They became second behind Switzerland in Group D. 4 wins, 4 draws. Managed to scrape through with that. I suppose it doesn't look good on paper when you see it like that, Tom. My must-have, as you've already mentioned him, Eriksen, 9 million midfielder, but he's on pens. I think he's on free kicks. He's pretty much on anything he wants. So if he's on fire and if there's a real through him, then I think he's a must-have. Again, I'll put it down again. Do you fancy him to go through the group? Then take him. If not, then don't bother. So Gunnar, who's your must-have from Denmark?
Yep, Christian Eriksen as well. He's got 8 goal contributions in the qualifiers. He's averaged 5.4 key passes during these games, most out of any player in the qualifiers. And like you say, he's on all set pieces and penalties. Christian Eriksen.
Thomas, hat-trick here?
Yep, for all the reasons mentioned above.
Tommy, you're very short and sweet this week. This is totally out with what you're normally. Still feeling a bit.
If I don't think they're going to qualify, I'm not that interested.
That's how you can judge them now. You're not putting too much thought on it. Right, my differential is it Kier at the back, 4.5. He's nailed defender, dangerous from set pieces. I thought he was on pens to a red for that. He's obviously not on pens, it's Eriksen. But if you're looking for nailedness at the back, 4.5, he's your man for me. Gura, who's your differential value pick?
I agree. I've picked out Simon Kier as well.
Tom?
Who is that, sorry?
The defender, Kier. K-J-E-E-R, that's what you said.
All right, got you. I went with Robert Skov. He's a midfielder, and he plays for Hoffenheim. And he only made 3 appearances in the qualifiers, but he managed to get 3 goals and 2 assists. But considering they played Gibraltar and won 6-0 both games, it probably came against them, so maybe not too great a player, but that's who I went for.
Okay, next up is Finland, and they came second behind Italy in that group. 6 wins, 4 losses, 16 goals and 10. And my must-have has changed, because what happened, I went for the goalkeeper. Is it Hrdecky, how you put his name? At 4 million. But he didn't play because he was injured in March in the friendlies. And since then there were 2 friendlies back where he's not featured. So the other keeper would be Joron thinks, I think he's 4.5 million, so I'm like, is it worth it? So I've went for, I can see his name, Arrobi, the 4 million defender who's pretty much nailed. Their defensive team, I was looking because I think they're solid at the back and solid Pukki up front. And I know I didn't mention Pukki as my must have because I went to him the other way around because I think he's special. We'll get to that in a minute. So I went for the defender, Arrobi. I think that's his name. I'm sorry, MDO there. If he speaks Finnish, I'm making a rip roan that, but that's who I went for. So, Tom, who's your must-have?
I went with Pukki, purely because of the 10 goals.
Are you the same?
Oh, I've went with Hrdecky. He's the number one goalie for Leverkusen. I didn't know he didn't play the last 2 friendlies or that he was out injured.
That's why I had him, and I'm now just put a question mark next to him because I'm waiting to see. I suppose it's one of the ones you've got to wait to see the friendlies coming forward. Because at 4 million goalkeeper, there's a thing where you can put him on if they're playing first. If they can see, you just change a goalkeeper over.
Yeah,
I suppose, isn't it? So, right, I'm okay. So my differential, already mentioned it, was going to be Pukki. Again, if you're playing a formation where you're playing 3 up front and you want to look heavy in midfield with value players and up front, and you want somebody who's basically nailed to play up front, and he's not there at that expense, £10 million, was Pukki. Tom, differential. Struggling.
I'm going to pick Juna Tuivio, defender. He made 8 appearances in the qualifier, so he's probably.
Well, I don't think he made the squad.
Did he not?
I checked this earlier on. That was my pick to have in, and he's a defender, and he's not made the squad. That's why I went for your man instead, Arajuri.
I just pulled up the stats when they picked it on the spot.
Didn't mind you put it on
I didn't have a differential for Finland.
Fair enough.
Right, in that case then, I'm going to go with Robin Lodd.
Tom, he also didn't make the squad. Because he's another one I was looking at for a differential. He's not made the squad either.
So I'm going to pick the same guy as you, Peter.
There. Right, okay. Harry Decky, the keeper. I know, because that was players, you look at the stats, I suppose, stood out, but none of them made the squad, whether it's for injury or rotation or whatever, but they haven't made the squad. Gunnar, you got a differential there?
Well, my differential was going to be Pukki solely because he's on penalties.
Okay. So I take it, by the way, we all talked to her and we all went through it. None of these fancy Finland for this group?
No.
Nope.
Not particularly.
Right. Next up is Belgium. They won 10 out of 10, 40 goals, three against them, 30 points. Can't really look much better than that. My must-have is Lukaku up front, 11 million. I'm sure he's a high goal scorer for Belgium. Everyone's going to go through them. What other are you going to go through? I've got a lot of good players in the squad, but his goal return's pretty good. And I just think if you're going to go for somebody up front and you fancy Belgium go deep, you can't miss him out. Gunnar, must-have.
I've went for Lukaku as well. 22 goals, 10 assists for Inter this season. And just overall, Belgium, I think they have an incredible attack. They can score for fun. They also beat Denmark and Russia in the qualifiers already. So, and this is two of their opponents here in the group. Lukaku for me.
Tom?
I'm picking Eden Hazard. He got 7 assists and also 2 goals. And in the qualifiers, I think he scored against Russia about 4 or 5 times. So he's my pick to start off with at least.
Okay. And definitely for me is Jason Denayer, 4.5 million defender. Belgium's got an aging defence, I believe. I think there's 3 of the 4 most capped centre-backs have got with them in their 30s to late 30s, 32, 33, 34. And Denayer's a young one who seems to be now play most games. So Denayer for me, 4.5 nailed in a pretty good, solid defensive team. Gura.
Same reasoning as you and same player, Jason Denayer.
Tom?
Yeah, I chose Toby Anderweireld. Belgium got 7 clean sheets out of 10 in the qualifiers. Out of that, he made 8 appearances and he scored 2 goals in the process as well. So.
Okay. And last up was Russia. Funnily enough, the same group as Belgium. They came behind 8 wins and 2 losses. The 2 losses obviously came to Belgium. And up I went for, how do you pronounce his name? Is it Djuba up front? Is that close enough, Gunnar?
Djuba, is it? Djuba?
That Russian striker guy. Again, he falls in the kind of same, to me, like Pukki, 8.5 million. If you want to go for a kind of third differential striker, he's your man. Listen to a Russian podcast, it was on the Happy Hour, and they said that Adam goes through him. I think he was involved in quite a lot of chances. I think you've got to start on this later on. So to me, this seemed a no-brainer to have in. So, Tom, who's your must-have Russian player?
Yeah, I also went with him. Striker for Zenit, 8 goals and 4 assists in the qualifiers.
Gunnar?
Yeah, I think I've looked up. He's got something like 20 goal contributions in his last 15 caps. Scored 7 goals in his last 3 for Zenit, playing club football. Djuba. That's Russian striker for me as well.
Djuba. Djuba. And who is your differential, Gunnar? Well, I can't read really going right here. I'll let you go first.
I was struggling to pick someone out there. In the end, I went for Denis Cheryshev. Is that how you say it? He's a winger. I think he's on the books for Real Madrid. I was struggling to pick someone out, so I went for him.
Tom?
I went with him as well. I thought it was a decent option because he only played 3 of the qualifiers, but he managed 2 goals and 2 assists. Russia got beat 4-1 and 3-1 off Belgium during the qualification process, but he actually managed to score against Belgium, and we've obviously just mentioned there they've got a really solid defence, so he must be half decent if he's managed that. So that's my choice.
I've went for Alexander Golovin, who plays in the two behind the Yuba up front. So he's my kind of choice. Again, I can stay away for Russia's defenders, and because I don't think they're going to keep much clean sheets. But if they get a couple of goals up front, that would be my best options. But once again, we'll reiterate, we're not going to really pick all these players, just as options. Group C is Holland, Ukraine, Austria, and North Macedonia. Got to get that North Macedonia, you've got to get North in there, or you can offend people. So, again, this group, Holland are hosts, three games at home, so you go another home nation. So I've went for Holland first, Ukraine second, Austria third, North Macedonia fourth. Tom's went Ukraine first, Holland second, Austria third, North Macedonia fourth. Gunnar's went for Holland first, Ukraine second, Austria third, North Macedonia fourth. So, Tom, I'll ask you, why do you think Ukraine's going to top the group?
I just think they came top of Group B and they finished above Portugal and also Serbia. Serbia, I think, they did quite well. Mitrovic scored about 10 goals in the qualifiers, so they did well to finish top of Group B. I'm also not that convinced with the Netherlands. They've played Germany twice. They won 4-2, but then they lost 3-2. I think they're going to be quite leaky defensively. And when it comes to playing, obviously the qualifiers are playing diddy teams like Gibraltar and people like that. But once they get into the proper competition, I think they're going to struggle a bit more. But I think they'll have enough to finish second.
And I'll ask you, do you think Austria will win their first ever European game, Euro game? Never won a game as 2 minutes before.
They're playing Macedonia. I think they have a chance against North Macedonia, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go first to Holland then, or Netherlands as they like to be called. They came second group with Germany in top of them, but really they had Northern Ireland, Belarus, and the story behind them, so there wasn't much competition. Six wins, one draw, and one loss. So my must-have is Depay up front, 10 million striker. Now, I don't fancy him really, but if you fancy Holland to go deep, he's not a bad option up front. Tom, who's your must-have from Holland?
I went Wijnaldum just because he's the top scorer in the qualifiers, 7 goals and 1 assist in 5 appearances.
I have went Wijnaldum as well. He plays further forward for the national team than he does for Liverpool, where he's more like the engine room player. He's playing more in the number 10 for Holland. And, well, I'm a bit surprised that Tom doesn't really rate them. When I looked and like just trying to pick out one player, I think I could have picked out like 3 or 4 that by further inspection I quite liked, I quite fancied. And yeah, I could see them doing well, actually.
It's the orange top, can I? Just doesn't get down well with him. Right, my differential is Wijndal, the 4.5 million attacking defender, who I'm pretty sure I've saw online, you've all seen it, he's like heat maps, where he's a left-back. If he's nailed at left-back, he's pretty much playing as an attacking wing-back in the winging role. 4.5. If he's nailed, I think he's a must-have differential. Tom?
My differential, well, I was looking and Netherlands actually lost 4-2 recently to Turkey in a World Cup qualifier. And our old mate Yilmaz, the striker, managed to get a hat-trick. So again, that, I think, promotes Turkey's chances a little bit.
Team Tom, Team Turkey.
So I wasn't going to go for the defence, but I noticed Frenkie de Jong. Yeah, he plays for Barcelona. Midfielder, 23 years old. He managed one goal and one assist in the 6 appearances. But if he gets a few stats, he'll obviously have a point to prove. So I think he might be a dark horse.
Gunnar, who's your value differential pick? I say value. It doesn't need to be value. It's just differential.
Maybe just to undermine, like, you know, to hammer home my opinion that I can see them doing well. I want to mention maybe more than one player. So Matthias De Ligt, 6 million. I'm expecting a few clean sheets and him being a threat from set pieces. Jasper Cillessen, he's probably going to miss out with COVID. So that opens up a spot for Tim Krul or Stekelenburg, who are like 4.5 million. I know Krul is. I haven't got the price for Stekelenburg. And then Steven Berghaus, he's a winger, 7 million. He's got 30 goal contributions in 30 starts for Feyenoord this season.
Excellent. So we've got Turkey versus Holland. That's the thing before. Okay. Next up is Ukraine. Tommy Dimension, they finished ahead of the Portugal group. 6 wins, 2 draws. Pretty impressive stuff. My must-have is Zinchenko, 5.5 defender who's playing out of position. So I've already mentioned this week's going to podcast. I think just having them that kind of way, just it helps for me. Gunnar, who's your must-have from Ukraine?
I have went for Ruslan Malinovsky, 7.0 million. He's got 6 goals, 9 assists in his last 11 Serie A games. He's a set-piece taker and he's on penalties. I think match day one, they're playing, Ukraine are playing against Netherlands. So that is probably going to be a tough game. But then you have the games against Austria and North Macedonia. And I could see him doing well there.
Okay, Tom, who's your must-have?
I also chose him. 3 goals and 3 assists in 6 appearances in the qualifiers. And for the same reasons as well as what Gunnar mentioned there.
My differential is a left-back, Mihail Kolienko. I think that's how you say it. 4.5 attacking full-back. And with Zinchenko playing further up, he's pretty much nailed in that position, unless I've been told otherwise from a Ukrainian correspondent. Tom, who's your differential?
I went Zinchenko because he's playing out of position. He also scored 1 goal in 5 appearances in the qualifiers as well. I think he plays a bit further forward in the midfield.
Gunnar, your differential?
I've also went for Zinchenko, yeah.
Okay. Next up is Austria. They finished second in Group G behind Poland. 6 wins, 1 draw, 3 losses, qualified 19 points. So we haven't really gotten very... Not as got qualified for the group, but must have, I suppose it's got to be for me, is Alaba. 5.5, he's playing midfield in this game. Plays further up. I think he'd won free kicks. I'm not 100% sure once he gets in pens, but everyone goes kind of through him doing that side. So for that reason only, that's why I've got him as my must-have, Tom.
So is this Austria?
Yes.
I said Arnautovic, 4 goals and 2 assists in 6 appearances during the qualifiers. And he did well. I remember him doing well when he was at West Ham, so quite fancy him.
Gunnar?
Yeah, I've went for Alaba. He's on free kicks and, well, he's pretty much their best player. 5.5 million for a midfield pick there. Not bad. They're playing North Macedonia on match day one. I think I'm right in saying they beat North Macedonia home and away in the qualifiers. And Austria created 15 big chances against them in these games.
Yep, 4-1 away, 2-1 at home. So, especially away game, they were scared them. My differential is Hintregger, 4.5, nailed centre-back, simply because it was looking for something that was nailed. Again, it's just because it's something different. I'm not necessarily with my team. Tom?
I've chose Konrad Lehmer. He's the midfielder of Red Bull Leipzig. He managed 1 goal and 3 assists in 7 appearances during the qualifiers.
Gunnar?
I've also went for Hintregger, 4.5 million defender, 2 goals, 3 assists in 29 league games for Frankfurt this season. Just decent cheapy, I suppose.
Okay, and last up is North Macedonia. The first team so far that's got there from the Nations League qualifying, Group D, over Armenia, Gibraltar, Liechtenstein, and then the playoff pass, they beat Kosovo and Georgia. So one of the small nations qualifying during this process. My must-have is Rutovsky, a defender, £4 million guaranteed. Left back, I'm sure it's left back he plays. So even if he's on your bench, if you fancy an upset in the first game, £4 million gives you money to spend elsewhere and he's guaranteed. Tom?
I've went with Elif Elmas. He is a striker of Napoli. And during the qualifiers, he managed 2 goals and 1 assist in 9 appearances. So he made 9 appearances out of 10, so he's pretty nailed.
Gunnar?
I've went for Alioski. 4.5 million defender, and supposedly he's on penalties.
And my differential, again, this could do this kind of path, is Pandev up front, 6.5 million. If you're looking for a cheap striker to coincide with yours to up front, Pandev's pretty much a talisman. I think he's getting on about now, 37, 38 maybe. But
37.
There you go. So he's, yes, could be Tom's pick next coming, I think, maybe. But he's a good differential pick. You want to kind of change up front. Tom, who's your differential pick?
You guessed it right. It's Gordon Pandev. He's 37, getting on a bit, but he also managed 2 goals and 1 assist in the qualifiers and made 9 appearances. So he might not be as much prone to rotation as you think.
Yeah.
I've also went for Pandev because I had to pick someone.
So I'm guessing that he's going to have these North Macedonian players in your team.
Absolutely not.
Alioski is in my draft.
I've got Ristovski as well in my draft because he's only 4 million. Especially like playing Austria in the first game. I'm see what happens.
Austria beat them 4-1 and 2-1 in Group G. Yeah. In the qualifiers. So.
That means now it's a tournament stage. That's when you get to that in the game.
They've been horsed at least once off Austria. So.
And I'm kidding myself one day. Right, so that is the first of our Euro previews done. We're back next week with Group D, E and F. It's also a wildcard reveal up till date, because I'm sure we'll be tinkering all the way up to the final game. So, is there anything to say, guys, so far? Are you any more stats you want to come up with? Have you used them all?
No, I think I've pretty much got everything in that I had written down. I'm looking forward to 3 weeks now of mispronouncing names. Player names. Yeah. All right, that's going to be good.
Just that North Macedonian number 7, that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What about you, Tom?
No more stats. I'll be sure to give you more stats about Turkey next week.
Turkey versus Netherlands. So if you want to join our league, you find it pinned. Well, but it's not pinned. It will be pinned on one of our pages. You'll see it coming out. You can check it on that. We'll tweet about it more often and probably more frequent as the tournament gets closer. With over 100 so far taking part, and I think what we will do is the winner will get a guest slot on the podcast and can tell us how they got to win it. Obviously, if Gunnar's even plan and he wins it, he can just come on, he's normal, and just talk about how he won it. But as it stands, I think if the person who wins it wants to come on and talk about how they won it, that will do that. That can be the prize at the end of it and get a guest slot on the podcast. He's all right with that? And I'll just sprung it on you there. Right, so again, let's get our plugs in before we head off. Tom?
I am at @FFS_scout on Twitter. Not much happening in the off-season, so just hit me up.
Gunnar yourself?
Yeah, I've just rebranded Twitter. It's now @Gunnar_FPL. And I'm going to take over the Rate My Teams for the Euros together with Tom then as well. I'm the graphics department of the pod. And yeah, just get in touch. All things fantasy.
What's this Rate My Team? You're going to just...
Oh, no, the little threat you put up for our FPL and FFS. We'll do that again, no?
Yeah, I just wonder if it's different. You're just going to give them advice, tell how the team looks and stuff like that?
Sure, why not?
Because you've got that top 1K gravitas now, you can use that.
And that's in the past now. It's the Euros now, so we need to focus on that.
Right. Okay. So I've asked you last time, last game, who do you think is going to win it? Now you've looked at it more with more detail, Gunnar. You're blowing Holland's trumpet there, but you ain't going to win it?
See, we've only done 3 groups now, and I think all the big teams are coming in our preview pot next week. Huh? So,
not yet, nothing yet.
No, I'll wait till next week till I've looked properly.
Have yourself, Tom, any other suggestions going forward?
No, I'm sticking with Belgium. I think Turkey's will make it to the semis, but
okay, good. Right, and again, you can find me at Fantasy Half. You can follow our tweets online. We'll be tweeting a lot during the tournament, and we'll try to put as much polls up and stuff, obviously, like captain polls and whatever, and teams, how you're going to play the game tactic-wise as the tournament goes on. We'll keep in touch. We'll get the community keep going. So again, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.